The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's John Beilein. The Wolverines are 15-5 overall and 5-2 in the Big Ten. Michigan is on the road against Purdue and Ohio State this week. Coach, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Coach, if you'd like to start with some opening comments, then we'll open the call up for questions.
Well, we're coming off a tough loss at Arkansas where we got off to a dreadful start, got back into the game, had chances to win the game, and not good enough quite to win that game. So go into a tough place, Purdue, on Tuesday. We're going to have to just continue to try and get better every day and get better every day so that we can continue to compete with some tremendous teams that the Big Ten has this year.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll open the call up for questions.
If you have a question at this time, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Terry Foster with Detroit News.
Good morning, Coach.
Hey, Terry. How are you?
Doing pretty good today.
Good.
I watched the game against Arkansas. I understand it is a loss, but I want to know what that game did for you as far as confidence-wise, being able to play and come back on the road. And did it give your team a sense that you are in a game no matter what the situation was? Is there a teaching tool out of this game?
Yeah, you know, I think that a similar situation happened in Indiana earlier this year. And, I do believe our kids realize that with just good, solid defense and then several guys that we have that can either shoot the ball or score the ball, that we're not out of a game. And so it's just their speed, Terry, it was like a blur to begin with, and all of a sudden we're down quickly, and we can't duplicate that. You can do that when you got one or two guys on the other team, not when they have three or four on the other team. But I do think there's growing confidence that even when another team makes their first 11 shots, you can still stay in a game and win it. I think that's how many they made in a row. They made it. It seemed like every shot.
Right.
Your next question comes from the line of Michael Rothstein with ESPN.com.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good, Mike.
You kind of hit on it a little bit already, but is there a pattern that you've seen in both the Indiana and Arkansas games? Granted, there's not a large road sample size yet, but is there a pattern that you've seen as to why you guys have started off slowly?
Well, those two games, it was a similar thing, is that their transition offense is something that, you know, it's hard to duplicate in practice. It's hard to do without, you know, they do it all year long. Indiana does it all year long. You can try and duplicate it in practice, and then you could also out-practice yourself and have them so ready and the 2 days beforehand that when they get to the game they're too tired to actually do it. So you have to try to give them enough of it, but to simulate that quickness is hard to simulate. What Indiana does with having four scorers on the floor with a big man, we've gotten a lot better since the Indiana game in that, but still that's something that we have to shore up.
Is it a major, I guess, shift in play almost going from Arkansas to Purdue?
Oh, no.
Are you concerned about that?
No. Purdue plays tremendous defense and will play a lot of the same pressure defense that Arkansas plays.
Okay.
Your next question comes from the line of Zach Feldman with the Daily Collegian.
Coach, you've seen obviously the competitive balance in the Big Ten, but of the teams at the bottom, like Northwestern has beaten Michigan State, Penn State has beaten Illinois, who do you consider the most dangerous team at the bottom of the conference that you would be afraid to face?
Oh, I can't answer that question. You know what? All 12 teams, all 11 other teams, I consider very dangerous. In whether they're the ones that are extremely highly acclaimed or the ones that have had the ball not bounce their way, I have no different feeling about any team that, as far as who I would rather play, who I fear the most. There, I respect the heck out of every one of them, and I know we have to play great basketball or be very fortuitous to end up beating some of the teams in this league.
Thank you, Coach.
You're welcome.
Again, if you have a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Rod Beard with the Detroit News.
Hey, good morning, Don.
Good morning.
Hey, is this week a critical week for you guys with two road games coming up that, with the way that you've played on the road so far this season and the teams that you have with Purdue coming off a loss themselves and in Ohio State this week?
You know, I don't see any, Rod, you know me, I don't see any games as being critical. I until you get down to the last couple ones and you're maybe fighting like crazy for either a championship, you're fighting, you know, you see there, it's got to be down when your back is absolutely to the wall before I say anything's critical. And I actually don't think we've played that poorly on the road. We've got I guess it's a semi-road win over Oakland, but, I mean, Virginia, it was a pretty, very good team. We led for most of the first half. You know, Indiana was a 2-point loss. We had a last second loss. Iowa was the game that we just didn't have it. But I think we actually played pretty well. Unfortunately, just ended up with the ball didn't bounce our way enough. And that's what it comes down in close games. It's not about road or home. It's about did the ball bounce your way that day so many times. It's two more games. It's, you know, I'm looking at one game because we don't play until Sunday again. I'm looking at one game this week with Purdue, and we got to do it. Play. We have to play. As I said the other day, you have to have dominating talent over the other team to win on the road and not play your best. Right? I don't think there's many teams in this league that have that dominating talent that can win on the road without playing a good game, making their foul shots, executing, making open threes. That's what it comes down to.
One quick follow-up. Is it more of an importance to get Tim into a game early to get his confidence going right now?
Well, you know, we're trying to always dial everybody up as much as we can. But I think Tim's still learning how people play him, what they do. We're still trying to find new ways for Tim to use his talent. And so, you know, we're always looking to do that. And, you know, we do try and get shots for everybody early in the game.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from line of Michael Pointer with the Indianapolis Star.
Hi. John, just
yes, sir.
Comment on Purdue just a little bit, please, and just how different are they? They obviously lost two tremendous, you know, NBA caliber players after last year. Just how different are they compared to last season?
Well, you know, when you go through a turn, when you lose that talent of that much, I mean, there's got to be a transitional period that is very difficult just to get. The point, I'm watching our game with them last year, and watching Juwan and Eton play. They're so talented, so they're going to make up for it in other ways. You know that they weren't doing with throw the ball in Juwan and get out of the way because he was so good. Give the ball to Eton, get out of the way. He's going to make plays, and now there's going to have to be more. We got to have more team action, more things, and Matt's doing a great job of that.
We have time for one more question.
And your final question comes from line of Lamond Pope with Fort Wayne Journal-Gazette.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
I just wanted to talk about Trey Burke. Just how has he continued to develop this season? He had another big week this week, last week.
His court demeanor and his practice demeanor is what's – forget about the numbers. He's too young. I thought about yesterday watching Eli Manning just get knocked down, and the next thing you know, he's up calling the next play and the next audible to the next play. And while Trey Burke has a long way to go to get to that category, he shows those qualities that he can bounce back and in adversity, and he can stay level-headed during times that we're really playing well.
Coach, that's all the time we have.
All right. Thank you. All right, Bob.